Hi, this is Linda Morris, and I get lots of questions about our Neucan Pymeg waterfall and if it removes fluoride from our water or not. And as the scientists at Neucan have always said that it removes most of the fluoride, but you know, the interesting thing is, oftentimes I've learned to ask people, did you want fluoride or did you not want fluoride? Because there are a very, very minute few people out there that want fluoride. So I tell them, at least a little behind, you know? But for most people, they do not want fluoride in their water, and it does take the majority out. And I found it very interesting when I was doing some research on this a couple of days ago from my friend Diane. And so I actually put together an email for her on it, and this is what I wrote, because I found it pretty fascinating, and it's good to have answers and to realize what other things out there actually, actually they don't do that great a job of removing fluoride either. So it was very fascinating. Fluoride is an interesting beast. The Neucan waterfall system removes the majority of fluoride from the water, and after doing much research today, I see that reverse osmosis also removes the majority, but not all of the fluoride from water either. I personally have had conversations with the scientists at Neucan about this subject and why it does not completely remove fluoride. The answer is, and has always been, the Pymeg waterfall unit creates water as it was intended in the mountain spring. The water flows down a riverbed where it picks up minerals from the stones and sand. The sunlight enhances the water with its energy and life. The water flows over big rocks and waterfalls, which breaks up the water clusters and oxygenates the water. At the bottom of the waterfall is where you see the most animals drinking this living water in nature. Thus, the name of our water system. The carbon block filter takes out and absorbs the bad stuff that's in our water, which like chlorine, chloramines, and other bad stuff that may even be picked up as it flows through all the pipes, including the pipes within your own home that contains a lot of gunk. And yes, that's a technical word, gunk. We believe in point-of-use filtration so you don't have to worry about what may be in the pipes, which sometimes even includes frogs. That is also where the shower filter comes into play, since we pick up more contaminants from a shower than we do from drinking water. The benefits of water filter goes way beyond just fluoride removal. Our bodies recognize this water since it has the life and the minerals and the oxygenation and the hexagonal-shaped H2O. Reverse osmosis is what I had in my house before the Pymeg water. Take 5 gallons of water to make 1 gallon of reverse osmosis water, and the rest is just eliminated and wasted, plus it's also held in a holding tank, which they say you don't need to remove, you don't need to change for at least 5 years, and so what can be lurking in that tank, right? I now call it the water of death, since it put my cat into kidney failure, and plus the fact that if you put a fish in this water, reverse osmosis water, it cannot live due to the absence of life or oxygenation, and of course minerals. As a former flight attendant, I have always had concerns about good water, both at home and away. I am now a water connoisseur, and I'm grateful that once my cat began drinking the Pymeg water, she lived 4 more years, right before she died at the age of 19, she had been tested, and she was still hydrated. I believe in this water. Let's see, so how do I get the fluoride out of my water? Once you are aware of the negative impact of fluoride on your health, and boy, did I watch some interesting stuff on Dr. Mercola's website this morning about fluoride and where it's coming from. And it's actually started with the Manhattan Bomb Project. And it's so toxic that it's not allowed to be disposed of in the ground. It can't be buried. It can't be put in the water. There's actually nowhere on earth that it was legal to get rid of. So what do they do with it? They somehow create it, that they put it in our water supply. I was just actually, wow, shocked to hear about that this morning. You know, most of our, 70% of our water in at least the United States has fluoride in it. I know in my own county, Pinellas County, actually, I spoke to them this week, too, so I'll give you a little bit more information on that. But wow, this is very interesting. To complicate matters, fluoride is absorbed through the skin and by inhalation. showering and bathing in fluorinated water is also a problem. Fluoride is actually more dangerous when absorbed through the skin or in the lungs because it enters the bloodstream more easily, bypassing the gut where it binds with minerals from food. When it is not feasible to remove fluoride from your entire water supply, limiting time in the shower or bath and reducing the temperature of the water helps minimize the amount of fluoride absorbed. To top it all off, fluoride is difficult to remove from water. Most water filter sales literature avoids the subject. When buying a water filter, you may be comforted by reading that the system you're purchasing removes 95 to 99% of contaminants, but it does not specifically state that it removes fluoride. You can bet it doesn't. Fluoride is a very small ion, atomic number 9. It cannot be filtered out of water. At this time, fluoride removal is limited to four main methods discussed below. Distillation is capable of removing just about anything except volatile compounds from water. If you have a distiller, you can remove fluoride. The obvious drawback of distillation is that the process is time and energy consumptive. Distillation also leaves the resulting water empty and lifeless. If you use distilled water, you need to add minerals, salts, back to the water. Read about salt and full spectrum living water. You should also consider structuring and energetically enhancing distilled water, returning the life force using any of the methods. Reverse osmosis represents a reverse of normal osmotic processes. It relies on pressure and a semi-permeable membrane to remove contaminants from water. RO can remove between 90 and 95% of fluoride, depending on the efficiency of the system and depending on how well the system is maintained. Contaminants are trapped by the RO membrane and flushed away in the wastewater. The process requires between 2 and 4 gallons of water to produce 1 gallon of RO water, depending on the quality of the water and the efficiency of the RO system. Source water with an abundance of contaminants, including hard water, can reduce the efficiency of an RO system, and it can shorten the life of the membrane. Similar to distillation, RO has a good track record for removing almost everything from water. Quality RO systems, including pre-filters to remove vital organic compounds, heavy metals, hard water minerals, and other contaminants that reduce the life of RO membranes. And similar to distillation, RO leaves water empty and lifeless. The addition of salts and the reintroduction of life force are necessary to bring RO water back to energetically compatible with the human body. And remember that that's making like 1 gallon, so they're not doing RO water for your shower. Fluoride is strongly attracted to activated corundum aluminum oxide. So they're talking about activated alumina, which has a large surface area with a huge array of tunnel-like pores. For the reason, activated alumina is most commonly used fluoride removal media today. When used properly, it can remove up to 98% of the fluoride in water while also removing arsenic. The challenges with activated alumina are many. First of all, since the process works by ion exchange, the water must remain in contact with the media for an extended period of time, long enough for the fluoride to be absorbed by the media. When the flow rate is faster than 1/4 gallon a minute, there is not enough time to absorb all the fluoride in the water. Another difficulty with activated alumina is that the media becomes saturated with fluoride. Depending on the amount of media in the system, how large the filter is, and on the amount of fluoride in the water, systems using activated alumina either need to be recharged or replaced often. The last difficulty with activated alumina is that aluminum is released into the treated water. Wow. So you get rid of one bad thing and you get a different one. This effectively trades one problem for another. Some systems address this, others do not. There are many point-of-use filters that claim to remove fluoride using activated aluminum. The problem with most of these systems is that they only work for a short period of time, usually far less than claimed, before they become saturated. The other difficulty is that point-of-use systems do not slow the flow rate enough to provide adequate time for absorption. Recent testing of a variety of these filters revealed that few functioned as claimed for more than a few weeks. Unless the activated alumina can be cleaned and recharged or replaced regularly, and unless the flow rate is slow enough to allow time for absorption, activated alumina may not be what you're looking for. There are some tank-type fluoride removal systems that are capable of working for many years, with a backwashing and recharging cycle and occasional topping off of the media. These systems are often used to remove fluoride from the whole house. Many consider them the answer to the fluoride problem. They are not. The drawback to this type of system is an environmental problem. Caustic chemicals are required to backwash sodium hydroxide and to recharge sulfuric acid, the medium, chemicals that end up in the wastewater. And when these tanks are eventually replaced, they end up in a landfill loaded with fluoride, arsenic, lead, mercury, and cadmium. BC carbon, bone char carbon, has been used for centuries to remove naturally occurring fluoride from water. It works similar to the way bones in the human body attract fluoride. Bone contains a porous matrix that is rich in surface ions. These can be readily replaced by fluoride and by some of the other contaminants that arrive along with fluoride, heavy metals. Bone char effectively removes a number of contaminants. When used alone, BC carbon can remove up to 90% of the fluoride in water. The efficiency of bone char can be improved by adding pre-filters that remove heavy metals and other contaminants before exposure to the BC carbon. Bone char works best at a slightly acidic pH. It may not work as well with hard water. This medium is being successfully incorporated in many systems where cartridges can be replaced as the media becomes saturated. But this method is also not without problems. Obviously, bone char is an organic medium. Medical-grade bone char is important to ensure that bone char itself is clean. Okay, so heavy metals. So just on that topic, just to remember, in our PlyMag waterfall, we also have zeolite, which actually removes heavy metals. Let's see, and then a little bit more fascinating information I found out, and I did talk to the Pinellas County, my local water expert, actually called me back yesterday, and I was picking his brain a little bit about it. And he was pointing out that water softeners do not remove fluoride either. So for people, I'll just get a whole house water. It's not doing it either. I was also finding out, I learned a lot, that fluoride is also used in a lot of medications. Specifically, fluoride is in Zoloft and other psychotropic drugs. It's in Cipro, which is an antibiotic. It's in Prozac. It's in SSRI drugs, which are the serotonin chemical drugs. It's also an anesthesia. Anesthesia has chlorine, fluorine, and bromine, which puts you in that temporary coma. So once again, it's a toxic thing that we just have to, it's in our life, it's in our world, you know, so even if we are avoiding it at home, when we're out, you know, everywhere else in the world, you know, drinking water, ice cubes, washing our produce, when we go out to eat, when we travel, it's there. So the beauty is that we do have Sneakin, and we have our water system and our shower filter at home. Of course, I do travel with my shower filter. I take off the head, I take a pair of pliers, and I travel with my shower filter. So, because it doesn't weigh that much when you're just taking that part. Also in Pinellas County, he was telling me that if you were to take 1 million drops of water and drop it into a bucket, the amount of fluoride that they put in our county's water is 0.6 drops. So for every 1 million drops, there's 0.6 drop of fluoride in the county where I live, which I'm like, okay, so that's not outrageously horrible. And in other parts, it can be as much as 4 drops per million. So that means there's 4 whole drops per million, and ours is less than 1 drop per million. The other beauty is that we have our Kensington Vital Balance, which has the ingredients that are also helping to remove heavy metals from our body. So, you know, there's lots of things that we can get caught up and get really worried about how it may be affecting us. And then there's other ways that we just continue to live life and enjoy it and be happy and not always have to be a complete fanatic about certain specific things. Not that this isn't a bad thing, and definitely something to vote no on if you ever have the opportunity to vote on whether fluoride is in your water or not. Definitely do. But I am grateful to Nikan that we have our liver support that helps, you know, help flush some of the stuff out of our body. We have the Vital Balance, Heavy Metal Detox, and we have our amazing water filter and shower filter that removes the majority of it. So on that note, Heather, you're the only one I didn't unmute. Do you have any thoughts on all of this information? Wow, a lot, huh?
Yeah, I think it's too much. I think it's too much information.
I didn't share at all. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. This is what we get when we go online and we look up stuff, and we can get so swayed from one part to another. You know, I don't use fluoride. I don't feel it's good for me. I don't let them fluoride my children's teeth anymore. And they just do it automatically. I don't know.
I learned today that there are different types of fluoride.
Yes. So it makes it more confusing.
That they've actually done the testing on that. Is actually the medical grade fluoride, and then the fluoride they put in our water is actually just the off product of like the bombing stuff. So
I went to see Dr. Oz one time, and he had a doctor and his son, a dentist and his son on, and they were doing all tests on household things like toothpaste, that was one of them, amalgams, and that's why I got my amalgams taken out. From the mercury. And then I listened to Igor, and he says, you know, root canals aren't good because of that dentist in Peru, and I tend to agree with him. So, I don't know, again, I'll go back to muscle testing. I don't know, so I'll muscle test.
Mm-hmm. Well,
what's
there,
good
you
for
know,
me.
Once again, I think it goes back to that we do what we can, and we're grateful that we have these wonderful products from Nikan that does help counteract some of the effects that happen from just living in our world today.
Just living, yeah. I was thinking about that this morning, about this weekend when I work at the Roosevelt Bath and Spa, and how to introduce people to our technologies. Do you have a wellness home? Do you know what a wellness home is? You know, how can you... You don't want to say that we have bad homes, you know? But we do. Yeah. How do you
bad
say
world.
That?
In, yeah, bad world. We do what we can to fix it. Yeah.
Yeah. How do you say that in a kind way? You know, you don't want to insult anybody, but we do. We have, you know, paints that are bad for us, fabrics in our houses, heating systems. Like sometimes those gas heating systems can really kill you.
Yes,
literally kill you. You know, if they go bad and they're putting out more gas than they should. You know, there's a leak in them. There's just so many things. And
well,
there's another one, fluoride.
I was pretty surprised when they're talking about anesthesia. You know, the combination of four parts of the chlorine, fluorine, bromine, puts you in that temporary coma.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, I guess I never thought about it. I haven't had much anesthesia in my life. But
I have, and I'm not myself until 2 years later. I do not get back to myself. I can tell the effects. I can feel it. I can sense it. I can feel it in my words and my thought patterns. I am not back to myself after anesthesia for 2 years.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, so on that happy note.
I avoid anesthesia like the plague.
So on that happy note, we are grateful to Nikan and all these products
that
just help us to recover quicker and detox faster, and we're not showering in the majority of this bad stuff. And
I'm so grateful to be living inside now in my wellness home, because you know what, I wouldn't survive out there. Yeah, it's wonderful, it's beautiful, it's all natural, but I wouldn't survive.
And now it's more affordable, thanks to the shower filter, they cut the price again. I had somebody say, wait, it was this price, and now it's even cheaper. I'm like,
this is amazing.
Yes, it is. So we're grateful to Nikan for continuing to watch out for us and to take care of us. And some people are wondering, what are they changing? What's the formula changing on the Vital Balance? Well, the only thing that they changed is granola, and specifically in their chocolate, it is now USDA organic pea protein. That's the only thing they changed. So everything else is the same, but it just got better. So that's great news.
Isn't it nice?